Iraq was once again topic number one on Capitol Hill. First the prisoner abuse story, then news of the Bush administration's emergency request for $25 billion for operations in Iraq and Afghanistan. NPR's Andrea Seabrook joins us now. Andrea, is this another emergency spending request, much like the $87 billion one that was passed last year?
Not exactly, Michelle, and some lawmakers are kind of shy to call it that, but they are treating it as an emergency and a top priority request. The White House is calling it an emergency contingency fund that they want to have put in place to sort of bridge the gap here in the next couple of months until January or early February, when they plan to actually put in another emergency supplemental request for billions more in funding.
Why does the administration say it needs this money right now?
Well, the White House Budget Director Josh Bolton and the Deputy Defense Secretary Paul Wolfowitz just talked to the top Republicans in the House and Senate. Bolton and Wolfowitz didn't speak to reporters, but I did speak with several lawmakers who had been in the meeting with them, and they said that the White House wants the money so they can put more troops in Iraq, especially guard and reserve troops that now will have to be switched over to earning full-time pay. So that's not in the normal defense budget. Several congressmen also hinted at classified reasons for needing more money. They described that as the military planning more aggressive operations in the future, and they wouldn't go beyond that in their explanations. They also said that the operations in Iraq are burning up money faster than they'd planned.
Administration officials thought, or at least had said that they had hoped, that the earlier $87 billion request would last through this fall's election. What's the likely political fallout now that it's clear that they won't make that goal?
Well, you know, it depends on who you ask. Tom DeLay, the Republican leader of the House, just told me that he doesn't expect any political fallout. He said this money is not for Iraq, it's money for the troops. And so lawmakers are excited to vote for it. Still, I think you'd find a very different explanation of the situation if you ask Democrats and even many Republicans. You know, when they voted for the $87 billion supplemental, like you said, last year, several members of Congress told me then that they did not expect to have to vote for this war or the money for it again until after the elections, until after they were out of the sort of political heat. And so this totally blows that away, and it really opens up the House and the Senate floors to another giant political battle over this war, another one. And this is when they least wanted it to happen.
And since we're in a political year and they may have to explain this to voters, what about the budget? Is this increased spending offset elsewhere?
Well, you know, that's a giant part of why they do not want to talk about this again. This is not offset. It would be treated as an emergency request. And so it adds right on top of the money Congress is already charging to the national debt. The deficit is, it's like charging to a credit card that's already charged up. And that's another reason why it's going to be painful. The budget already has billions of dollars in cutbacks and freezes for all kinds of other agencies and programs.
Now, on that other issue that was the talk of Capitol Hill, many members of Congress in both parties have been calling for hearings on the prisoner abuse in Iraq. What can we expect?
Well, right now, the word is, and it looks pretty firm at this point, that Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld has agreed to appear before an open session of the Senate Armed Services Committee on Friday. He's expected to appear with a couple of other top brass from the military. The session is limited to 2 hours, which is rare, but that's the way it looks like it's going to be on Friday. The leaders of both the House and Senate are also busy right now drafting a resolution that they say will show the world that the U.S. Congress condemns the mistreatment of prisoners in Iraq. They say that resolution will also reiterate congressional support for the U.S. troops there.
Thank you, Andrea.
My pleasure.
NPR's Andrea Seabrook at the Capitol.